Hi, I'm Justin Tinsley. You might know me from my work at Anscape, or as the author of a Biggie Smalls biography, or from my mostly victorious appearances on Around the Horn. So you're going to be hearing different voices hosting ESPN Daily for the near future. And guess what? I'm one of them. I'll be pitching in for the rest of the week, helping this pod do what it's always done. Tell the best sports stories in audio day in and day out. Hope you enjoy. So I know you can't see this. That's one of the limitations of this medium, right? But if you know Michael Collins, ESPN senior golf analyst, America's caddy, if you will, you've probably tied him in your mind to that magnificent, glorious beard of his. So you'll imagine my surprise when I set eyes on him to talk Masters and found his face completely bald.
Got this beard. This is crazy. And now it's like, hot dog, everybody got a beard. I'm the only fool that ain't got one.
Man, I can't even imagine what I look like without a beard anymore. I don't want to know.
I felt like I could be out committing crimes.
Michael Collins, drop a pin, send a location. Where are you speaking from right now?
I am at Augusta National Golf Club on the grounds.
Ooh.
In a secret office. Let me put it that way. I'm in a secret office at Augusta National.
You know, for the fans out there, for everybody listening, what exactly is going on at Augusta National?
Well, you know, it's that little golf tournament they have once a year.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
Yes, the Masters, I think is what it's called. It's something like that.
Okay, yeah, I think I've heard of that. And, you know, it's called a major for a reason, but what makes this year's Masters so special in your eyes?
Look, this the major of the year. There are so many storylines going in. You got all those guys from LIV and now all the guys from the PGA Tour. So there's that drama of how are these two entities now, when they come together and are face-to-face, you know, there's a lot of, we call them thumb thugs.
Oh, yeah, those keyboard warriors on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of thumb thugs. You got a lot to say when you ain't got to look somebody in the eyes. When you got to look them in the eyes, now we're going to see how tough are you? You still going to say that same thing? And now they're going to have to face those dudes that they said them things about.
All right, so Michael, look, this is going to sound like a broad question, but I want you to take it wherever you need to take it. What are you most looking forward to this week?
The golf. I mean, this is the one thing about all of the drama that happens on the outside is once they get on that first tee and hit that first shot, then all that blah, 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 blah noise, that all goes away because it's you against the golf course. And that's it. And then, of course, the storylines of like what happens if one of the LIV guys is really playing good, if two or three of them are. What happens on Sunday if it's Brooks, Rory, Patrick Reed, Cam Smith, Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas. Like, what if it's a mix of PGA Tour guys and LIV dudes coming down the stretch on the back nine of Sunday?
That's going to be crazy.
I'm going to have egg salad sandwich all over the front of my face and shirt, and I'll just be in hog heaven.
At least dealing with the egg salad will be easier these days, right?
You know, they have to just wipe it off. I ain't got to worry about remnants 2 days later.
No, as a person with a beard, that is a very, very real concern. So I get it. The Masters is one of the most revered events in the sporting world every year. And 2023 is no different. In fact, with so many storylines in play, like how Tiger will perform. What kind of sparks will we see between the PGA Tour golfers and their LIV golf counterparts? This year's tournament might be the most interesting one yet. So today, our favorite caddy, ESPN senior golf analyst Michael Collins, joins the show to tell us what to expect down at Augusta National. I'm Justin Tinsley. It's Wednesday, April 5th. This is ESPN Daily.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, Michael, I want to start with someone who, when they show up at the Masters, it's always the top story. Of course I'm talking about Tiger Woods here, winner of 5 green jackets at Augusta. So what's the latest you're hearing on Tiger?
It's all quiet on that front, which is a little bit normal and a little bit strange. The one thing that Tiger was better than everybody else at was compartmentalizing life.
Yes. Yes.
And I still think he's one of the greatest golfers to ever do that, to be able to, whatever business stuff's going on, whatever personal stuff's going on, it got nothing to do with what's going on the golf course. This Tiger Woods coming into this tournament this week isn't even the same Tiger that came into Augusta in 2019 and ended up winning, right? So that 2019 Tiger was not the car accident Tiger where he almost lost his leg.
Yep.
We don't know exactly the amount of preparation that he was able to accomplish. We do know, like, earlier in the year when we saw him at the Genesis, everybody was all really excited that he played 4 rounds, and like, it was great seeing him be able to do that. But then we also saw, like, the stress and strain that it put on him.
Prior to, you know, my back fusion, I didn't know that I was going to be able to play the game at any kind of level. And obviously with the accident, it's been a tough road. I'm very lucky to have this leg. And it has been tough, and it will always be tough. You know, the ability and the endurance and what the leg will do going forward, it will never be the same. I understand that. It's one of the reasons why I can't prepare, I can't play as many tournaments I'd like.
This Tiger Woods is different than the Tiger Woods that went through all that personal drama years and years ago, right? Because now you're doing it with children involved that are old enough to understand everything that's going on. That changes mentality as a parent, you know? And that's, you know, people always ask all the time, man, what are you and Tiger always talking about on the golf course and laughing? Most of the time, 99% of the time, we're talking about our family because our kids are the exact same age. So they try to pull the same stuff and talk the same way. So we're laughing and joking about like what it's like now being fathers compared to what it was like when we didn't have kids and how much now we're like the old guys.
Yeah.
So pretty much to summarize all of that, I would say for everyone to just temper expectations. Like, let's just see if he can get to the weekend first. Let's see how he moves during the first round. Then let's see if he can get through Friday. If he gets through Friday, then let's see if he can get to Saturday. And that's, for me, it's always the same. It's not about Thursday and Friday in Tiger Woods. It's about Saturday and then Sunday. Just temper expectations as much as possible when it comes to Tiger Woods this week.
All right, I'm going to temper expectations by asking you a hypothetical. And I know you said we got to make it to Saturday and Sunday, but let's just say in a parallel universe, Tiger is there on Sunday. He's charging. He's got that red shirt on.
Here you go. Here you go.
Look, I know you said temper expectations, but you can't temper expectations.
Here you go. People are going to hear this and they're going to be like, yo, Justin said Tiger about the blah. And you see?
Look, I'm telling you.
Parallel universe, y'all. Here we go.
It's a parallel universe, but I can't temper expectations when it comes to Tiger Woods. Yes. Do I expect him to win this? No. But let's just say he is there on Sunday. And let's just say in a parallel universe, he does win the Masters this year. How big of a story is it that he ties Jack Nicklaus with Masters victories?
Oh, great. Of all time. It's the biggest golf story of all time.
Wow.
Of all time.
Of all time.
There's nothing that beats
him. Wow.
You got to remember when he initially was in that car accident and we saw the photos and all the reports came out.
Yeah.
it was, what, a year after Kobe?
Breaking news coming out of the state of California just after 7:12 a.m. Pacific, 10:12 Eastern time. Tiger Woods, 15-time major championship golfer, was involved in a serious car accident, a one-car accident. And according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, it was a rollover accident in which Tiger Woods, they had to use the jaws of life to extract him from the car. Here's what we know right now.
I don't like to do it, but you go back and you remember that feeling in your gut, that sinking feeling. When it was like, please, no, like, nah, this is not okay. And now,
right,
for him to come back and win the Masters after all that, if he got into contention on Sunday, I mean, I don't like to do that hypothetical thing. And here's honestly why. In 2019, when he won, think about how the stars had to align perfectly, right? He was playing with Francesco Molinari, who had beat him head to head in the same group, staring down in the face at the Open Championship. And then Francesco has disaster on 12. And now you're going to tell me Brooks Koepka hits it in the water, Tony Finau hits it in the water, and now that has to happen again.
Yeah.
The stars are going to align again. Scheffler going to hit it in the water. For the stars to have to align like that again,
yeah,
I mean, we all going to be going out putting $20 on the Mega Millions and $20 on the Powerball.
I know,
right?
That's right. I know that's right.
That's the thing. So it's hard to imagine that also, not only does Tiger have to play that good of golf when he hasn't played competitively in months, but also then all of the guys who have been playing top level competitive golf got to make a lot of mistakes too. Like, they can't play their best. If they're in their A game, Tiger is not going to beat them.
I appreciate you indulging me in that alternate reality, but let's transition back to actual reality right now. So here's another intriguing element going into the Masters. Phil Mickelson is back, and he put himself out with the controversial comments surrounding Saudi Arabian backers and the LIV circuit. And we know that entire conversation around sport washing, and it's one that's not going away and it shouldn't go away. But in terms of just this week, what does Phil's return mean for the Masters?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Like, I know that's some harsh, brutal honesty, but nothing. In the annals of history, 30 years from now and 40 years from now, ain't nobody going to be talking about, you remember with that time with Phil, the year after he came? Phil will be lucky to make the cut. He'll be lucky. Golf that Phil has been playing right now has been atrocious. It's great what he has done in the past at the Masters.
Yeah.
You know, the green jackets that he has, it's really cool. Now, will it be a story if Phil gets into contention? Yeah, that's another big story. And not quite as big as Tiger, but it will be a huge story. Should anyone expect that to happen? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All the noise is going to come Tuesday around when the Champions Dinner is going to go down, and then Wednesday when everybody's trying to find out all the details of what went down at the Champions Dinner. It's all going to get washed out in that room.
No, absolutely.
And we ain't going to know hardly nothing about it. Augusta's like Fight Club. And what don't you do to Fight Club?
Don't mention
it. Don't talk about fighting.
You don't mention
it. Don't talk about it. Yeah.
Well, here's something I do want to mention. We were talking about Phil and LIV golfers. Some of them are coming into this week. They're really motivated. Why is there a battery in their backs this year?
Because of all the smack talk that has been happening from the PGA Tour players. Talking about playing three rounds. It's not real golf. You're playing with shorts on. You got paid, so you're not motivated to play. So, like, you don't care as much about it. So that's why these guys are so highly motivated. But it's also why, like, there's been such a big deal in the media, not only about, like, the tension between these two leagues, but then when it comes to the golf playing on the golf course, like, you got a guy like Cam Smith who's still inside the top six in the world, and he ain't been playing good. And everyone's been talking about, like, yo, what's going to go down when this dude, if he gets it together? Well, that's a big if. But, and same with a guy like Brooks Koepka, who, you know, it was awesome. Now, you saw that Netflix show come out, and Brooks, like, it's the first time he's really opened up and talked about some of the demons
Yeah,
that he's been having in his head. And golfers, any golfer will tell you, man, this game at this level is 90% in between the ears.
Mm.
Like every guy can hit all of these shots out there. They can all hit their shots. And it comes down to it, like, what are the demons that are, you got that one demon sitting on one shoulder, you got that angel sitting on the other.
So, Michael, who wins the 2023 Masters? And if it's a LIV player, what happens?
Because
that's a fascinating question, I think.
Think about this. The NFL didn't take the AFL seriously until the AFL won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
It definitely will change golf if a LIV player wins. Now, that I'm not picking a LIV player to win. I do think there will be one or two in contention. I'm picking Scottie Scheffler to win. This dude is probably the most... disrespected is a wrong word. He is not revered, or he doesn't make people as nervous as he should. Scottie's not necessarily soft-spoken, but he's very reserved. He's an extremely smart individual, and he just lets his golf do the talking. But it's funny, like nowadays in our society, just letting your game do the talking isn't enough for people to be like, yo, you should be scared of this dude. But I think that's also motivation for him, where it's like, all right, y'all still don't believe. I got this green jacket last year.
Right.
You think I'm just give it back to y'all?
For sure.
Right? Like, and it's been a minute since somebody defended the green jacket.
Yeah.
So he's like almost a world number one player coming into this week, almost under the radar because of all this other noise that's going on. And he's already got another win under his belt because now he can come in here and it's not like the brightest spotlights are all on him. Everybody's going to be running to Rory. Everybody's going to be trying to go talk to Phil. Everybody's going to be trying to talk to all the other LIV dudes and then trying to talk to all the PGA Tour guys about it. Everybody trying to go, what's up with Tiger? Where's Tiger going to be? How, blah, blah, blah. So it gives Scottie the opportunity to come back in and almost keep that chip on his shoulder and be like, all right, I'll show you again.
Coming up, believe it or not, the PGA Tour is taking a page out of LIV Golf's playbook.
When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with the smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So we've been talking a lot about the actual golf, and you mentioned all the talk stops once you get to that first tee, but I want to turn to the infrastructure of golf. Just how fractured is everything, given a year of lawsuits and defections? Where do we stand? And it really kind of depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah, it really does. But I mean, I like the words that you chose there because a lot of people have tried to portray it that way. Think about where we are now as a society, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to pick a team.
Yep.
If you know, I know people all the time, like, don't talk politics, but because that's the world that we live in, everything now is broken down into two teams. And I feel like that's kind of how it is in golf.
Mm.
Like, it's the only way to get the headlines and to get people talking about golf is to go to the fringes and be like, yeah, these dudes hate each other. They don't hang. It's two entities that are never going to get together and never going to work things out. And I think, quite honestly, it's not as fractured as everybody makes it out to be, right? There are plenty of people that feel the same way that I feel. And I feel like, you know what? I love the game. And when it comes down to it, they still put a tee in the ground, put a ball on the tee, and try to hit a ball in a hole. And that's it. And it's the same thing. Everything else might be a little different, but the game that they're playing, same thing. That's what the middle is.
Yeah.
The middle is not fractured. The middle is, hold up, I get to watch, of the 48 guys that are over there, there's 10 of them that I know their names. Like, and I'm talking just for a golf fan who just loves the game of golf. Is the game itself really fractured? No, I don't think so. So I think the only fracture might be because, you know, you would say, well, what about the lawsuit? Yeah, but at some point that's going to come to an end.
Right.
And when that comes to an end, then golf is still going to find a way. Whether those two leagues find a way to live together as separate entities, or maybe find a way that at some point there are going to be one or two events, maybe even three at some point, where everybody comes together that's outside of the majors, and then the PGA Tour gets half the money to give to the charities they won, and LIV Golf gets to take half the money and give it to the charities they won. I'm sorry, who loses in that?
How do the actual golfers feel about all this?
In a way, it's one corporation has to do something they feel like to keep another corporation from making them go away, right?
Yeah.
So now if you have two CEOs that are going to go toe-to-toe, does that mean that the janitors got to hate each other and fight too? Nah.
Right.
That ain't how life works like that. I'm still trying to play golf and get mine. You still trying to play golf and get yours. Like, and sometimes we're going to be at the same place at the same time trying to work our games out. But I'm not going to walk over to be like, yeah, I'm going to get you in the parking lot when I see you.
Right.
It's golf. Come on, man.
Right.
Golfers fighting would look even more ridiculous than when NBA players fight and flail all the time, just throwing these wild, they look like praying mantises, and golfers would look even more ridiculous if they was trying to throw down like that. But when they come right down to it, when these guys are on driving ranges together and stuff like that, like even the little incident between Patrick Reed and Rory was ridiculous.
Michael, hold up for a second. Refresh our memories. What happened with that Reed-Rory incident?
So like that little incident that happened with Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed, where Rory was on the driving range and Patrick standing right by Rory. Now, here's another little side note. Patrick Reed got a lot of lawsuits against a lot of people, right? In one of the lawsuits, his attorney or somebody who works for his attorney went to Rory's house on Christmas Eve and served him with papers. So now Rory made this big thing about, like, Patrick came over and served papers on Christmas Eve. Well, Patrick was not the dude that served you the papers, and Patrick isn't the lawyer, like, who's doing it, right? Now, with that perspective, Patrick walks over, sees Rory's caddy, and says, hey, man, good to see you. Happy New Year. And he reaches down and says, hey, Rory, you know, good to see you. Play well this week. Now, Rory, who's in a catcher's position setting up his gear, looks up, gives him the side eye, and is like, as if. And so now Patrick is like, okay. So he just turns and starts walking away, and he reaches in his pocket, and he feels a tee in his pocket, and it's a tee from his team, the Aces, on LIV. So he's like, you know what? And this is his words. This dude's going to act like a petulant, immature child. I'm going to treat him like one. So he turns around, takes the tee between the thumb and the forefinger, and flicks it over by Rory, and is like, go Aces, LIV.
Peak petty.
Now, of course, somebody filming this whole thing, so they, of course, put that on the internet immediately, and what happens? Everybody's like, Patrick Reed tried to take out Rory McIlroy's eye with a tee. Like, oh my gosh, for real? Like, this is the world we live in now? And people are trying to blow something like that up, but that's what happens.
I want to look at the actual corporations here, PGA Tour, LIV. You know, the PGA has been public and they've been adamantly against LIV and the financial backers of Saudi Arabia. But
yes,
they've also taken a couple of moves from LIV Golf and implemented it in their own world. So how is this being received?
It's funny how where the money's coming from was a big deal in the very beginning until you do some digging and then start realizing how many of their corporate partners also have huge investments in Saudi Arabia. To the point where, like, I even asked Rory, you said a lot of stuff, and he goes, you know, it's not about where the money comes from. You're like, well, that's new. Right? Because let's be honest, man, like, you're going to go after these other guys that are over on this tour, and I bet you people got receipts on all of y'all too. Right? So if you're asking specifically, like, the tour, has the tour been kind of copying the stuff that Liv's been doing? Yeah. Yeah. But even the tour came out, and, you know, Jay Monahan, who I consider a really good friend and somebody who fights for me.
Right. The PGA Tour Commissioner.
This is a dude who, like, when other places talk about, like, diversity and inclusion and stuff, and this dude is doing stuff about it. So, you know, I don't ever want the PGA Tour or Jay to think I'm ever going to attack him, because that's not what this is about. But if you're going to talk about, like, hey, some of the moves that the tour did wouldn't have happened without Liv. The tour has come out too and said, look, they can't get into a money race against the Saudi fund. It's too much. It's too much money.
But we're talking about a lot of money on the PGA Tour right now. They're reportedly adding $153 million alone to increase prize money. And that money is expected to be spread across the tour. So, like, the 30th place finisher in the FedEx Cup is projected to earn $7 million. That's up from $3.85 million last year. And the 70th place player is projected to earn $3.5 million. That's up from $2.15 million in 2022. There's also a plan in place to defray expenses for a player's caddy and staff. So, you know, it seems like they're getting part of what the Live golfers are getting. What have the tour players said about this change?
You talk about all those guys at the top of the tour, all the big name dudes. They're now all magically getting all this extra money. A lot of extra money. It's the same thing where people were complaining about the Live players when they were like, hey, man, just come out and say that you left for the money, right?
Right.
Say what you want, but that beat is the exact same one that they was dancing to.
Yep.
Yo, you tapping your foot too. Stop it.
Before I let you get out of here, Michael, I got to ask you one thing. This has nothing to do with the accounting and filing taxes questions that I've been asking for the last 15 minutes or so. What are you most excited about for 2023 golf? The Masters and beyond.
I mean, oh, dude, that is such a loaded question.
That's why I asked it.
When I'm sitting at Augusta National for the Masters, bro. You so mean.
You my guy, man. You're I had to ask.
Yeah, man, and it's cool. I mean, think about everything that's happening this year. Like, what's going to happen with the Ryder Cup?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going down? We saw what happened with the President's Cup, right? And it still was compelling and it was still fun. I'm so looking forward to seeing how the rest of this year is going to play out. I mean, we're only at the first major of the year, right?
Yeah.
So even after this week, we still got three more majors. We got the PGA, we got the U.S. Open, we got the Open Championship coming, right?
Yep.
And after that, then we getting into the playoffs and the tour championship. Like, how's that all going to go down? And like we talked about earlier in the show, if one of the Liv players wins a major championship this year, and there's four of them that got a shot at, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what transpires in the fall.
Michael Collins, your excitement is tangible. I'm excited. Thank you, brother. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Me too, man. Anytime. It was great talking to you, brother.
I'm Justin Tinsley. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.